What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WB, yeah, many because of the cold, and boy, we're going to be in the teens for a high coming up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The Bills games, it could be really cold. I mean, bundled up, getting there. But why do many want spring and summer? It's not just the weather. It really isn't. It's not the Red Wings baseball. Many will love that.
Yeah.
But there's other reasons to be in touch with families that have passed.
Yeah, my mama, Jay, is convinced that every time she sees white butterflies or any butterflies around, she'll go, "Hi, Mom," that it's my grandmother.
Really?
And she goes, "I'm telling ya, it's like when we could just be sitting outside, and I have not seen one all season, but if my mom's out there, all of a sudden one will fly by us." And she'll be like, "Hi, Mom," just very matter of fact. It makes her feel like, I don't know, like her mom's there.
Mm-hmm. My aunt is the same way. She sees butterflies. We were scattering her father's ashes and a butterfly landed right on her head and was there the whole time.
Wow.
That we were doing it. My mom, anytime she sees dimes, it's her mom talking to her when she sees dimes.
A dime?
Yep, the coins.
I've actually looked that up because sometimes you walk across a penny, you're like, okay, penny, you know, I got to stop or you keep going. Maybe you leave for someone else. But dimes, I found once getting out of my car and I was like, that's unusual, someone to drop dimes. And I looked it up, and it said it might be someone who has passed.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah.
Ever. Huh.
And going back to your butterfly, my wife Celeste, her mom loved dragonflies. You know we love hiking. When we're out and about, she's like, oh, there's my mom. And we'll stop, and she'll see, and she'll put her hand out and see the dragonfly lands on it. And she'll start talking to it.
Yeah.
Isn't that
interesting? I do believe, especially with a parent, a loved one, or God forbid a child, like someone so close to you when you lose them, I think that you see signs or feel them around at certain times through certain ways. Like they always say the red cardinal, right? And just it's, I don't know if it's a actual fact or if it's just something that we need to survive.
I had an internship and I had a red cardinal that was making a nest right outside my desk window. It would not leave me alone. It was at the window all the time. My aunt was like, "That's grandma. There grandma's there." Okay. She would want to make sure you were good for your first day.
You better be nice. She's keeping you company. Cardinal. That's grandma. Okay, so now we got cardinals, butterflies, dragonflies, dimes. What do you feel around you represents someone who has passed? Let us know. 25WBEE. Do you see something on the ground or fly in the air that reminds you of a loved one that has passed away? Jake, when your mom and stepdad got married.
His mom passed away probably 2 months before, and there's a hummingbird that like flew between the two as they were getting married.
Hmm.
So now she thinks that every time it's a hummingbird, it's our grandma.
Grandma, yeah. Hummingbird, got it.
Isn't that crazy? That's beautiful.
It really is. How about you? 25WB, you got the B Morning Coffee Club. Who's this?
Good morning, my name is Andrea.
Andrea, do you feel when something comes around you or you spot something on the ground, it is a loved one that has passed?
Yes, the yellow butterfly. I lost my brother at a young age, and by the time I got old enough, I had a tattoo with a yellow butterfly on it, and after that, I seen like fields of butterfly, yellow butterflies across the street from my house, which was just wild.
We miss loved ones. Are they around us, showing up as insects, as animals? Wow, 92.5 WBEE. Our text line, our phone calls have not stopped. You are not alone if you feel this too.
Feels like loved one's spirit seems to come back in some sort of form of an animal. Mm-hmm. And this texter says, a hawk, my dad. So that's interesting. Another one says, whenever I hear wind chimes, I know it's my mother saying hello and checking in on us. I love wind chimes. My husband picks on me about it. My grandma had wind chimes too. I just love the sound of chimes. So mm-hmm. I could see that.
Do you feel it's grandma? That's what the connection, or you just like the sound?
I think it's a little bit of both, you know?
Okay. All right.
This texter, my grandma Sally loved cardinals almost to an obsession. Every time we see a cardinal, it is her watching over us. It's uncanny that we see a cardinal the most when our family is going through something tough. She shows up when we really need her.
It's incredible.
Interesting. Let us know. How do you feel someone who has passed on? 585-252-WBEE. Mandy, you lost actually cats that you miss. You're missing cats.
Whenever I start to miss them really, really badly, my boys who I had for 15 years, I see a rabbit. And the proof is I was in Buffalo this summer at the zoo, and I had said to them, you know, if your dad misses you too, he'd love to see a bunny. And we were walking through the illumination with all the lights and everything, and I turned around, and it was a rabbit. And I looked at the rabbit, and I said, can I take your picture? And it hopped towards me and hopped towards my husband. And then as soon as we were done taking pictures, it ran back into the bush.
Okay. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, sure, no problem. Like it started to talk to us, Bo.
Family member, friend, coworker who has passed on, but you still feel him around you. 92.5 WBE, many have told us about insects, birds. They feel it. Yours is a little bit different, huh?
So our connection is a little bit different. Years ago, our friend was murdered, and I promised him that I would try to find out who did it. The day our daughter was born, my husband went home to go grab some stuff for me, and our Bible fell face up at him with the obituary stuff facing him. And years later, my daughter asked me, Mom, who was that guy who just walked out through the window and described him? So I feel like people do let themselves be known.
Wow.
That was his way of saying, like, you know, like, we'll look out for you. And I remember when I was younger, he always said, if you've got a problem, you come to me. I'm going to take care of you. And for years, I felt like I would always have this, like, sensation of someone sitting behind me in my car. And I turn and I look and I get just a glimpse of somebody there, and then it'd be gone. And then one year it just dawned on me as like, it's Lee. So I feel like when we meet them, they do let us know, like, hey, we're still around and we'll take care of you.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. Powerful. 92.5 WBE, it's your B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
So I was just listening to how past loved ones, like, you see them.
Yeah.
And my youngest son's father passed away in 2020. My son was only 7 months old. And since he passed away, we see license plates with his initials. And anytime we find a penny, my son automatically knows it's his dad.
Really? And what's the connection with the penny?
It's an old-time thing, like pennies from heaven. Like, if you find a penny. Okay. Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, you find a penny, it's heads up, good luck, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the case, like, with our family.
Okay.
We find a penny, we associate it with somebody from heaven that's either saying hello, telling you you're doing the right thing, like, guiding you in a way.
Yeah, that's pretty common. That is old school. My grandfather, I remember, used to take a handful of change and go to the cemetery and the guys that he served with. And I remember as a kid not understanding the change. And he goes, no, you put this coin if you served with them. This coin if you knew them growing up. So it was like a military honor type thing. And I think it's gone from that. So I hope he keeps seeing pennies his whole life.
Yeah, we have a whole mason jar filled of pennies that we've collected since 2020.
Thank you so much for sharing. 92.5 WBEE.